Hello and welcome back to the ELAG series. My name is Tony Ajayi and I'm so glad that you're here. Throughout the month of June, we covered a series called Peacemaking at my church, and it was such a thorough and thought-provoking series. A lot was said about the differences between peacemaking and peace faking, you know, and how it's generally important for us to live in peace with others, especially as followers of Jesus. So that series is the major inspiration for this particular episode. So today I'll be talking about living in peace. In Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, the TPT version, the Bible says, "Perfect absolute peace surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. They confidently trust in you." Also in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, NKJV version, the Bible says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord." So that first scripture in Isaiah is actually one of my favorite scriptures and also my go-to whenever I feel like I'm beginning to lose my peace. So if you're ever also at that spot, I think that's a really good scripture to hold on to. So let's take a look at some of the ways that we can live in peace. Number one, shifting our focus and thoughts on Christ through fellowship. This can be really hard, especially if you're living in a fast-paced environment and your mind is always moving from one thing to another. And this is where quiet time can be very beneficial. Whenever we take time away from the noise to commune with God, it can help quiet our minds. Sometimes I just like to be still in God's presence and reminisce on God's beauty and His goodness. It's also a very good time to journal and document what comes to your mind while you're waiting in God's presence. So when you practice this often and it becomes more natural, you'll experience God's peace even when everything around you screams turbulence. Number two, not to always have the last word or be right. Proverbs in chapter 10 verse 19, the TPT version, says, "If you keep talking, it won't be long before you're saying something really wrong. Prove you're wise from the very start. Just bite your tongue and be strong." Also, Proverbs in chapter 12 verse 15 says, "Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others." I've realized that letting go of the need to control the narrative or have the final word or the final say has brought me so much peace of mind. And I think that this is highly indicative of our wisdom and spiritual maturity, because as that page mentions, you prove that you're wise by biting your tongue. Now, do you remember a time that you said a little too much at the wrong time and to the wrong person and you lost your peace afterwards? I have a couple of times, and I believe you have as well. So whenever we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to guide what we say and how we say it, we are on the way to living in the peace that only God can give. So the next time you're about to talk back in a heated situation, or to have the last word, or to prove yourself to be right, just pause and say, "Lord, should I say this or not?" And interestingly, He always answers that prayer for me. Most of the time, it's a no more than it's a yes. But I think it's very important for us to always run our words by the Holy Spirit before we speak them. That way, our life is more peaceful and we don't get ourselves into situations that we shouldn't. Number three, keeping our noses out of other people's business. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 verse 11 says, "Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we have instructed you before." This is another scripture that I take very seriously because personally I'm a strong advocate for living a very simple, quiet life and minding my own business. However, I don't think that Paul was saying we should live in isolation and away from community, because we need community, especially as believers. I don't think that we can do this life alone. If we look at Hebrews in chapter 10 verse 25 in the TPT version, Paul says, "This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning. So I think that scripture further elucidates Paul's stance on community. But here in 1 Thessalonians, I believe Paul was saying we should aspire to live a life that is godly, productive, and drama-free. I have realized that the more we meddle into the affairs of others, or meddle into situations that are beyond our control, especially when it is unsolicited, we open the door to chaos and all sorts of turmoil. We end up saying things that we shouldn't. We end up taking in information that doesn't exactly edify us. It just adds more baggage to what we already have going on, and hence it takes away our peace of mind. So I'll end on this note. It is very important for us to guard our hearts, to guard what we allow into our hearts on the journey of living a peaceful life. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, "Be very careful to keep your mind safe. The thoughts that you think make you the person that you are." So if you want to be a peaceful person and live a peaceful life, be careful who and what you let into your mind. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for your word to us. We ask that you help us to walk with discretion as we navigate different seasons in our lives. I pray for anyone who is battling with anxiety and doubt and depression and constant fear and worry. I pray that your peace will flush through their minds and calm that raging storm right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the everlasting peace that only you can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining. Until next time, God bless you.